lot of stuff to cover today. A lot of news. Well, a lot of stories that I'm going to be breaking and revealing to you. We're going to get the latest, the live updates, because CNN has to do this. They're going to play this out as much as they can. This is their dream come true. So they have their latest on the Trump impeachment query. But it's just populated with stupid filler. It is nothing. This thing is nothing more than the Doritos of quote unquote news. Actually, it's not even Doritos. What's a terrible like snack food that people eat still, but is still really just ugh when you eat it? It's gross, but people still for some reason just love eating it. And it's actually quite funny. Something did show up here on the CNN webpage that I want to talk about. And to me, it's a tacit admission, and they're starting to cover themselves, realizing this whole thing is done. It's not going to go as long as we wanted to, or whatever the case may be. And then after that, I'm going to take a moment to have as much fun as I want to at the expense of the Transportation and Security Administration, as they are worried about Real ID compliance 1 year out. But before that, and after impeachment, I'm going to talk a little bit about this Amber Geiger thing, because the after actions of the trial are gaining just as much attention as to the trial itself. And we didn't think that could be possible, considering it was a white woman shooting a black man. No, there's some weird stuff afoot. And then bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about Boeing, Chick-fil-A, and UPS. And I made the decision to talk about Chick-fil-A on a Thursday, because if you all get hungry, you can go to the greatest chicken restaurant ever. I didn't want to do it on a Friday because I didn't want to, you know, us Catholics, I didn't want to be like, ha-ha, let's talk about Chick-fil-A, and then you can't go. So we'll talk about it today. And then next hour, we're going to do our study sessions from Morning Consult and Gallup. Progressively queer Batwoman TV show takes off on the CW. Luckily, that means like 15 people will watch it, but still, the review is glorious. And then finally, John Wayne exhibit promotes white supremacy, according to our favorite little snowflakes at USC. You're not going to get any money deals with that kind of attitude, kid. 844-527-8723. All right. So there's a bunch of impeachment stuff, and if you really want to get to the root of it, if you want to be ahead of the conversation, you could either wait until Monday when everybody else will talk about what Mike Church of the Mike Church Show talked about today, because that's what's happened. Everything you're hearing today from Legacy Media, Fox, OANN, all those, Mike talked about Monday, Friday of last week. From the beginning of this, he sniffed it out. He's got documents. He's got screenshots. It's all on the Acting All Crusadery blog. He's the only one that actually went out and found the Ukraine press report talking about Donald Trump's phone call. Nobody else has found that out yet. Somebody will probably discover it over the weekend, because myself and Miss Maggie O'Connell and everybody else at the Crusade, we are just trying to tag any news organization or person imaginable. Somebody, it's the law of averages. It's like how I used to go when I was on dates. If I ask 10 girls out, one of them's going to say yes. If I blast every piece of information that Mike Church has put together to 100 news agencies, maybe one will look at it. Also trying to fire off as much as we can to President Trump, trying to get through the noise. Because if you ever look at a tweet put out by the president, the first 15 responses are gross vitriol from never Trumpers and lefties who just like saying all kinds of gross things. So it's kind of hard to filter through that noise. But we'll continue. The whole point of that little diatribe is that you got to download. You need to be a founding brother. This is the week, folks. If you're not a founding brother, you need to become one so you can listen to, because it takes a couple takes a couple times through, because Mike has given you so much stuff. He's given you, it's like Inception at this. You got to watch the movie like 4 times. You're going to have to listen to what Mike's breaking down a couple times, because there's a lot of stuff in there. But he's gotten to the root of it. And essentially, he's proven as much as one can prove with the access to information that he has,